Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ella and Nicole with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, more than 100,000 heads of livestock are estimated dead or lost in the ongoing outback Queensland floods. The Queensland Department of Primary Industries also confirmed that over 3,000 kilometres of fencing had been affected, along with 4,076 kilometres of roads. State Primaries Minister Tony Perrett told ABC that the impacts of the floods would be devastating for the industry. The number of losses is expected to increase in the coming days.
In national news, from today, all individual Australian cigarettes will come branded with health warnings as the government looks to revamp its tobacco messaging. Previously, just having health warnings and graphic images on the packaging, new cigarettes will bear red warnings along the stick itself, such as reminding users the impacts on family, impotency and cancer. Australia becomes the second country in the world to enact this change, behind Canada, who made the change only a few years ago. Caesarean sections now make up 35% of births, and a new study has revealed that there are positive attitudes amongst mothers in regards to undergoing this procedure. While 1 in 5 new mothers who have caesarean sections experience complications with their incision wounds, 84% feel prepared to manage their post-operative care. 70% have found it easy to access essential information from healthcare providers.
In international news, Myanmar state media has reported that 2,065 people have been killed following the 7.7 magnitude earthquake that hit last Friday. Nearly 4,000 people have been injured, with 270 people still missing. According to Lauren Ellery, the Deputy Director of Programs in Myanmar for the International Rescue Committee, the scale of the destruction is still unclear. Relief efforts continue to be hindered by power outages, fuel shortages, and the ongoing Myanmar civil war. The United Nations has warned that the earthquake could worsen hunger and disease outbreaks in the country.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It is currently 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. There is no fire danger today and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.